This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1947. Three ways to talk about K-dramas in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Have you gotten into K-dramas? These Korean dramas are extremely popular in the US and throughout the world, and you need to be able to chat about them with friends and coworkers. Learn three phrases today to spark the conversation.
Hey, Aubrey, how's everything going? How you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Lindsay?
Awesome. Happy to be recording today on the podcast. And what are we getting into for our listeners today?
Yes, we're going to talk about K-dramas. These are popular throughout the world, right? Especially dramas that are made in Korea. And I'm curious to hear what you think about it. I'm dying to share about a K-drama I recently binged. And we're going to give you guys some great phrases to talk with other people about K-dramas they watch. And this, I think, would be such a fun thing to bring up at work.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you know, different places that, you know, shows are being developed, I think it gives us another window into other cultures, right?
Absolutely. Right. Yes. It's so fascinating as you watch it to see how, you know, movie technology is sort of the same but different. The way gender roles, power dynamics, how stuff is, you know, either different from your culture or very much the same. It is fascinating.
Ooh, good stuff. Okay. So what do we need to know here? Where are we going to start?
Yeah, let's first just talk about, you know, how did K-dramas become so popular? The first, I know young people in the U.S. have always loved K-pop, or at least for a long time. When I was teaching in the Bronx, high schoolers were all about K-pop, right? Korean pop music. Those bands are huge, huge fan base.
Right.
According to the Hong Kong-based streaming platform VIU, these dramas are also huge all over Asia, including in Hong Kong itself, right?
Wow.
So when you look, looking at news, right, there's all these stories about K-dramas that are focusing on the celebrities, right? The actors become huge stars throughout the world, and also fashion and the technology and just plot lines, right? There's a lot of elements that make them very popular, and they are in some ways similar to some shows that we have in English, but different in a way. So what do you think, Lindsay? Why do you think K-dramas, like Squid Game is a good example? Everyone loved Squid Game. Do you know why? Did you watch Squid Game?
I don't know. I'm so bad to answer this question. I didn't even see Squid Game.
Oh, you got to watch it, Lindsay.
What are some of the elements of, I mean, is there a storyline that they're following?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. It is following a very interesting, sort of a sci-fi futuristic storyline, which I think is intriguing for everyone in every culture. Just to think about what could happen if, you know, technology went a certain way, if it were legal to do certain things, right? So on Squid Game, people are invited to be in these games that they could win a lot of money if they win, but their life is on the line. And people are murdered throughout the course of the game, right? And and they're very much, they're taking people who are in debt, who are like drowning in debt, that sort of have no other option. And then these very wealthy people are betting on who's going to win and who's going to die. So it's high stakes. Wow. It's scary, actually. That I think a lot of why people are so interested is, first of all, of course, the plots are interesting. Like, it's crazy, the things that are happening. It's kind of mind blowing.
Yeah.
And just to even think like this could be the future is so scary. It's scary. Please don't. Let's not go there.
Yeah, no. Sometimes sci-fi freaks me out and I have to stay away.
So yeah, K-dramas are huge here in the United States. Squid Game was Emmy nominated. on Netflix, and you can actually search K-dramas on Netflix and get, there's so many. You can watch so many of these on Netflix, mm-hmm. and they're very well done. I definitely understand why people like them, but we found an article in the Times of India with the top three reasons that people love K-dramas. So let's share those first. If any of you out there don't watch them or listening, you might want to check them out. So let's share these three reasons.
Well, the first reason is that, you know, these are dramas with romance and beautiful people. I feel that's mm-hmm. kind of required for any successful show in a way, right?
I know. We call, it's unfortunate, we're obsessed with watching beautiful people.
We are. This expression, eye candy, comes to mind, right? Yes, eye candy. A bonus for
a person who's just beautiful and fun to watch. Absolutely.
Yeah. What would be the second reason people get so hooked?
The fashion, right? They're following these fashion trends that are set throughout Asia and then come to the United States with, you know, new, interesting, unique things being worn on these K-dramas.
Interesting.
Right? So you have sort of the draw of the drama and the soap opera, and then also the interesting take on fashion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So setting trends and, you know, fashion trends are huge all over the world. And certain cultures are like more into fashion trends than others, I think. Right.
Yes.
So that's working well. And then always having unexpected twists. You mean like in the plot line, Aubrey?
Yes. Okay. And this is big, right? More and more, I feel like a lot of people really love this in their entertainment, that there's some kind of huge twist that is like a spoiler if you talk about it. So when you share about a TV show or a movie, you're like, you just have to watch it, because if I tell you what's really good about it, I'm ruining the plot twist, right? And a lot of these, and we have these in the United States too, M. Night Shyamalan movies like Signs and The Sixth Sense and White Orchid or Kindred on Hulu. We definitely have shows that have these huge, surprising plot twists, and K-dramas do that really well.
Right. So a fundamental twist where it completely makes you, I think what people like is they like to find something out and then think back to how they, the impressions they had, because it changes the reality of everything on the entire show, right? They think back to what their initial impression was, and it's kind of a mind trip.
Yes.
Right?
And then you have to think about, if two people have watched this show and they know about this crazy, interesting plot twist, the bond that creates, like if you're talking with someone at work and you both know what happens in episode five, and you're both like, don't say anything, we don't want to ruin it for everyone else, that really creates an interesting connection.
Yeah, it's so true. So Michelle and I have talked about this a little bit, and you and I have talked about this on this show. It absolutely is for real, guys. People watch TV after work. It's what they do in the evenings, right? And so this is a way to connect with your coworkers by getting into a show together, catching up on last night's episode, next week's episode. And we've done episodes on how to actually do this too, Aubrey. I'll see if I can find, as we're talking here, I'll see if I can find
you
some.
Look up one.
But this,
that's what makes these so addictive and bingeable. Yeah. These three things, right? Mm-hmm. For sure. They're so, they're fun to watch. They're interesting. They're very well done, right? Excellent cinematography.
Yes.
High tech, interesting new tech, and very thought provoking.
Yes.
So when we're going to share a couple, so I found an article called The Best Korean Dramas on Netflix Right Now from Collider.com. And there was a list, and I pulled two and watched one of them, and I'm hooked. I got to say, I'm now a fan of K-dramas. I get it. I understand the hype.
That's so funny.
And this one was called The Silent Sea. And it is that kind of thing where there's this really cool hook. There's a really interesting twist. So I can't share too much about the plot. I just kind of have to say, you just got to watch it, right?
You got to watch it.
The acting's phenomenal. The script is great. It's really interesting technology. It's about, there's like, right toward the beginning, there's a spaceship that crash lands on the moon. And you're sort of getting background of like why these astronauts are going there, that something has happened at a space station. But you don't get it all right up front. You're sort of getting it piecemeal, like little bits at a time. And then you're like, oh, I see. Now that makes sense. And it almost, I feel like K-dramas really respect viewers' intelligence, where they're not having to spoon feed you these obvious. You're like, I feel like, oh, okay. I feel kind of smart that I'm putting this together. Does that make sense? sense.
I love that. I love that idea. Right. Not being condescending. I'm going to have to check this out. I love it. Good to know.
I think you should. So that's the first one. It's sci-fi horror. So okay. It's definitely kind of scary, but not so. I've seen worse for sure. It's pretty. I wouldn't watch it with small children, but, right. You know, it's pretty reasonable. I think you could handle it, Lindsay. And
yeah.
Very thought provoking. One of those where it's thinking about kind of interesting, sort of like Black Mirror on Netflix, interesting tech that might one day exist. And what would that tech, how would that tech change society, change the world?
Wow. I mean, we're already getting some tech that's coming up in real life. This new, what do they call it? ChatGPT. I've been hearing a lot about that over the holidays. Whoa,
what's
just
that?
Come out. Oh, it's like a real thinking robot. It's a robot that actually thinks, does not just recite back what's on the web, right? So this means that
AI,
these robots can write essays for kids in school. I'm surprised you haven't heard about it because
I have heard now that you say that because I've seen like an article about like, and now it's going to be harder for teachers to verify that kids' essays weren't written by AI.
Yes. And I know there's been a lot of talk about that, and that's kind of just the beginning. But anyways, so we got to watch these shows then to be tuned in and know what to expect.
Yes, exactly. The second one I wanted to share quickly is called Under the Queen's Umbrella, which is very different. This is like a historical fiction drama about a Korean dynasty. So, you know, imagine all of the period pieces that are usually set in like England, right? Downton Abbey type situation or, you know, the Crown.
Yes.
But for Korea. And it's fascinating and they're just really well done. Great characters. So much to watch. My question is, Lindsay, for English speakers who don't speak another language, when you watch foreign films in another language, do you prefer to watch it dubbed? Because they always provide on Netflix, you can always watch it dubbed in English and the mouths don't match, right?
Yeah.
With English subtitles. Or you can watch it in Korean and then reading English subtitles. What do you prefer?
I would rather watch it in Korean with English subtitles.
Yes.
I hate
too,
dubbing.
Absolutely. I hate the dubbing. It's
no
so hard. And
dubbing.
The voice actors do a great job, but it doesn't match. The emotion's not quite there. And I love being able to hear this beautiful Korean language and see that, you know, I prefer that so much.
No, I would definitely. Dubbing is awful, I think. So yeah.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Okay, Aubrey, so let's get into showing our listeners some vocab. You know, for talking about these K-dramas, what do you think what should we teach our listeners?
Yeah, we're going to teach you three phrases to talk about watching K-dramas with others. They're getting so popular throughout the world. You want to be able to ask people about it, chat about them.
Okay.
So the first one is to just say, do you watch any K-dramas? I've been wanting to get into one. Right. So asking if somebody does, and then they might say, oh, well, I definitely watched Squid Game or I saw Silent Sea. And this is giving them a chance to share if they do.
Yes.
Or they might say no. And you can both talk about like, OK, we got to get into it.
Yes, I love this. And to get into, I think we've taught this recently on the show, get into something, meaning to become interested, to start doing something. Right, Aubrey?
Absolutely. Right. Such a useful phrasal verb. We use it all the time.
Yeah, so good. Number two, what's all the hype about Squid Games, right? What's
yes,
all the
exactly.
hype about blank, the name of the show? I love this word hype, Aubrey.
Yes, right? So this is where there's buzz or hype being created, meaning people are talking about it. People like about it. This definitely happened with Squid Game, where it was like you couldn't hear a conversation without it coming up because there were all these interesting plot twists and it was very new and unique and really hit the United States, at least. Maybe out in the world. Let us know on YouTube if Squid Game was as big in your country as it was in the United States. But
sure,
this is an interesting thing to ask people. What's all the hype about? And then anything you're hearing a lot of people talk about, fill in the blank, right?
Okay.
I have a feeling as people start watching this new show, The Silent Sea, that could happen, right? What's all the hype about The Silent Sea? Have you seen it?
Love it. So good. And again, these are great questions to ask your colleagues at work or your friends in your community, right? This works for business or everyday life.
Absolutely, right? You can ask anyone these questions. We all talk about the TV shows we're watching.
Yeah.
It's very rare that someone's going to be like, I don't watch TV.
Yeah, I know.
And be ready with, oh, interesting. What's the last book you read?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, good stuff. Okay, what would be the last phrase, the last thing we can teach our listeners?
So similar to number two, you can just say, everyone's talking about blank. Have you seen it? Right? Mm-hmm. So everyone's talking about Squid Game. Have you seen it?
Yes. Everyone's talking about something. Have you seen it? Great way to start that conversation, right?
Yeah. And you could even say, everyone's talking about K-dramas. Have you seen one? Right.
You
can fill out anything there. And yes, I agree. Such an interesting way to start talking about something that's new and popular in culture, for sure.
Right. You know, have you seen one or have you seen any would be two great ways to phrase that, guys. And we'll get into more of that grammar a little bit later in a different episode. But Aubrey, what should we do with our takeaway today for our listeners? Where should we leave them?
Guys, first of all, check out a K-drama, right? They're getting more and more popular in the United States, throughout the world. You want to be ready to chat about them with friends and coworkers. So search on Netflix. You can find a bunch there. Check one out and then be ready with today's phrases to start a conversation about them.
All right. Good stuff. I love it. It's so important to be out there consuming content, reading, you know, watching TV, watching movies, reading books, reading the newspaper. So you have input, right? You have input. You have, especially if you're taking the IELTS exam, of course, or just having a conversation with someone you want to get to know in business or life. You need material. You need stuff to work off of.
Absolutely. It's like you said recently, you can't just talk about the weather every time, guys. You need interesting conversation topics, and this is definitely one of those.
You got it, Aubrey. Good stuff. Thanks for hanging out with me on the mic today. I'll see you
awesome.
Soon.
Thanks,
all
Lindsay.
Right. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.